The question is that sometimes the stimuli that we use in bhakti or that which inspires in bhakti, are they actually Krishna-centered or are they self-centered? Suppose I give a class, then I feel enlivened by that. But is that enlivenment because of my connection with Krishna, or is it because people are paying attention to me, I am being the center of attention? And is it self-centered or is it actually Krishna-centered? We have to understand that bhakti does not mean that we have to be miserable. See, there is a circle of things that gives us pleasure. And there is a circle of things that comprises the activities of bhakti. It is not that these two circles are non-intersecting. There are definitely parts which are non-intersecting. There are anti-devotional activities which may give us pleasure and which we need to give them up. But these two circles do intersect. The whole principle of Varnashram is to situate ourselves in the things that we like to do and to do them for Krishna. So if a person is of intellectual orientation, Brahminical orientation, Varnashram tells such a person, okay, you study, but study for Krishna's sake. Teach Krishna's message. Similarly, if a person is a Vaishya, and that person is told, okay, you are like to earn money and use it to Krishna's service. So the idea is, what is natural for us, not natural in the sense of our lower nature, not lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion, but natural in terms of our swabhava. We do that for Krishna. Now, when we are doing that for Krishna, initially we may be self-centered. Yes, when I am giving class, I may think, how many people are appreciating my class? And that may be my focus. But as we keep practicing bhakti, then gradually we will start saying, yes, if I give a class about Krishna and I focus too much on how many people appreciate me or not, then I may get some pleasure. But if instead I just focus on Krishna, the subject of my class, I can get much greater fulfillment. And this realization will come gradually. See, if we situate ourselves in that circle where we get some material pleasure and some spiritual pleasure, then gradually we start realizing as material pleasure is not all that great. The spiritual pleasure, that is really great. Shraddha Damodar Bhagwan, Shraddha Gopinath Bhagwan ki. And gradually we'll move from the material pleasure to the spiritual pleasure. So the only thing is, we shouldn't give up the activities that purify us. We shouldn't say, I'll only give class, I'll not chant Hare Krishna, I'll not do anything else, because I don't like that. The test of bhakti is, we continue bhakti even when we don't like to do it. But in order to change our emotions, we may do more some of the things that we like to do. So we do have to do the basic activities of bhakti. But within that, or in addition to that, we can do those activities which stimulate us spiritually in bhakti. Okay? Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vinda ki, Jai Gaur Premanande.
Great Chaitanya Charan Prabhu ki, Prabhupada ki.